average of pensions in the informal sector has increased from 91,253 in 2016 to 817,444 currently. Total assets under management have grown from 15.7 billion CDs in December 2016 to 71.6 billion CDs in March 2024, representing a significant increase of some 350%. The growth of pension fund assets serves as vital capital for investment, infrastructural development, and job creation. The government remains committed to expanding pension coverage, sustaining the pensions regime, and enhancing the adequacy of pension payouts. I'd like to extend a special gratitude to the Sector Minister for Pensions, the Honorable Ignatius Bafouemia, Member of Parliament for Sunyani West, for his hard work, diligence, and exemplary leadership in transforming the sector. I take note in particular of the improved performance of SNIT, which recently announced a surplus of 230 million CDs on its operations. This should be reassuring to organized labor and perhaps bring into sharper relief the unnecessary controversy that was recently generated by SNIT's efforts to offload non-performing assets in its hotel portfolio. It is my understanding that the transaction that was aborted represented the only occasion in recent history of SNIT that external investors sought to invest in SNIT's holdings. All of us need to be measured when it comes to making decisions and pronouncements that would affect the long-term interests of pensioners.